Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and this show we're going to discuss administrative templates. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've done consulting, teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started.
So the administrative templates node is in both the computer configuration and the user configuration. It contains the registry-based policy, group policy settings. There's thousands of settings, so we do have the ability of going through and filtering. We can filter out those different settings. Underneath the administrative templates, you have the ability of doing a right-click and filter on, and that way you can filter on the different types of settings that we do have. Used for both to configure both the computer section and user section. Now the computer section, of course, is going to apply to the computer. The user section is going to apply to the user. The settings description location, there's two locations. They explain the tabs in the properties dialog box for the setting. I extend the tab of the group policy manager editor and located at the bottom of the right, which is a details pane. And what this does is this will show us exactly what's going on with this group policy, giving us an overview of what's going on with it. The preferences node is located under the computer configuration and user configuration. These are additional settings, and these are applications such as Microsoft Office 2003, 2007, map drives, registry settings, power options, folder options, regional options, search menu options. So again, these are tattooed. So an individual can go out and make a change to them. They're not permanent. So preferences provide you with the ability of deploying files and folders, printers, networks, and connections. All the things that we used to do with logon scripts, we can now do with preferences. So it makes it so that we can have an automated type environment for our logon scripts now. The administrative templates node is computer configuration and modifies the registry HKEY local machine. The user configuration modifies the registry HKEY current user. So what happens is when we make changes to the different settings, it's going to make changes to this different area. So HKEY local machine for the computer configuration, user configuration is going to be stored in here. The computer settings is HKEY local machine software and policies. So that's where it's going to make those computer settings. And HKEY local machine software, Microsoft Windows current version policies. And user settings, HKEY software policies. And HKEY user. And that's going to be software, Microsoft current version policies. So when we look at the administrative template, it's actually a text file. It's registries changes to be made, and it generates the user interface to configure an administrative templates policy settings in the GPME, which is the management editor. You right-click the administrative templates node to add any templates. So, for example, if you want to add in the settings for Office, for example, what you can do is you can go in. And when you do a right click, what it's going to do is allow you to be able to add those additional settings. So we either have an ADMX file, which we'll have for like Office 2010, or an ADM file, which is our legacy for Office 2007. Example, Microsoft Office available from the Microsoft downloads. You can download these templates. And what it does is it allows us to be able to configure or control the actual environment for Office. So any of the different products that we have from Microsoft, we'll be able to control through the administrative templates. So we have a .adm, which is legacy Windows clients predated to Windows Vista. There's several drawbacks, though. Its localization must be performed within the ADM file. It's stored as part of the GPT in the sysfile. Now, ADMX and .admls is new Windows, Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows 2008 server. It's a pair of XML files. You have the specific changes with the .admx, and you can make modifications with Notepad, for example, a text editor. And .adml is a language specific example. if we want to have English UK, because English UK is different from what we have in English in US. So we can also do Spanish, we can do Chinese, we can do Japanese, Korean. I mean, there's so many different languages that we can support. And so what we do is we apply the .adml along with the ADMX. All changes can be made in a single ADMX file. The same template is used by all administrators and calls the appropriate ADML to populate the user interface. So with this, this makes it so it's more extensible. More administrators can have access to it. And we're going to create what's known as a central store that we're going to store the ADMX files and the ADML. And the central store in Windows 2000, 2003, you had the ADM. ADMX, Windows 2008, Windows Vista, and Windows 7. ADML sets its settings for the language. The central store, what you do is you create a policy definitions folder, and you're going to put that underneath your domain name, sysfol, and the policies and policy definition. After that, what you're going to do is copy all the ADMX files to this folder and also the ADML. The ADML will be stored in like en.us or en-uk or any of our different languages. So you copy all those files into the policy definition folder. Now, what does this do? Well, it makes it so that other administrators can get access to make changes to it. They can make changes either through the group policy management editor. They can go through and they can make changes through Notepad and other text editors also. So you create the central store, you create a folder on a domain controller called policy definitions and the finalvision.com, for example, sysfol, finalvision.com policies folder. Copy all the files from the system root policies definitions. If additional languages are needed, then you copy the folder that contains the ADML files to the central store. So when an individual goes and opens up the GPME, it's going to be in a language that is appropriate for their location, their locale. You should have one folder for the policy definitions, one folder containing language-specific ADML files on the domain controller. Commenting, you can add comments to the settings in administrative templates, and this allows us to, again, to make it so that we can do searches. It's the best practice to add comments to the configured policy settings so you can take this into your real-world environment and start using this. It documents the purpose. That way, if for some reason you're not there because you hit the big lottery in the sky, then what you'll be able to do is, the individual that takes over your job will know why did you create that group policy. You may have some type of funky name to it, and they just don't understand. Well, if you have the information in the comments, that'll make it more amenable to the person who has to deal with the stuff that you had previously. Allows you to search on those comments. Then we have starter GPOs, and this is a new GPO feature. It contains administrative template settings, and GPOs can be started based on a starter GPO. We use this, say, we want to whenever we bring in a different OU that contains computers, that we have only this certain settings already there. So all we have to do is make a modification, couple changes to our GPO and ready to go. It's pre-populated copy of settings in the starter GPO. It's a template. That's what it is. It's a template, allows us to do mass production of GPOs. We have managed and unmanaged policy settings. The difference between managed and unmanaged. Managed policy affects the configuration change of some kind when the setting is applied by a GPO. When a user or computer is not within the scope, then those settings are reversed. Unmanaged is changes are persistent in the registry. This is known as tattooing. To revert to the effect, you need to apply a policy to change the setting.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. And have a great day. Bye-bye for now.